CRN, the cable radio network, presents this program for its entertainment value only as a service to our listeners. CRN does not endorse or object to any topics or views discussed in the program.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Leave those kids alone. And I guess it really, this song maybe never had more meaning than it has today in all over the world, because of what actually happened in Littleton. For better or for worse, people are really questioning a lot of things about school, and I think that there's a story that's sort of being, well, I don't know, people hear about it, but in some communities it's not, it's kind of being
on the line,
being suppressed a little bit. And that is that in almost every community there have been repercussions. There have been that some people call them copycat, but I don't think it's copycat. I think that there are just kids like this, and kids who are angry at their schools, you know, all over the country, and in fact even in Canada, where I just came back from. It seems like nothing, you know, almost no community has you know, survived unscathed from this whole thing. I was talking to people, to some kids at a private, small private school, and even they find themselves looking around wondering who might, you know, do something like this. And maybe, you know, is there somebody that's kind of being excluded, or a group of a few people that are being excluded and could be getting angry? You know, and so all of a sudden kids are beginning to wonder about these things. But I'll tell you this, I've just been sick of hearing people pointing the finger, particularly professional educators, pointing the finger at everyone else but themselves. You know, pointing out that, well, it's the media, well, it's the video games, it's the gun lobby, it's parents. Well, they got to point the teacher, the finger at themselves, at the schools, because that's where it's happening, and that's what so many kids are angry about. I'd like to know what you think about that, but that's my opinion, and I feel like that we need to look at what's wrong with the schools before we start looking every place else for problems. Well, we're going to have an interesting show tonight. We have the trivia questions left over and a few new ones. And the sponsor, you know, that's been offering the used computers for less than $100 is, in addition to that, is also has gotten hold of a slew of CD-ROMs that he's selling for something like 8 of them for $15, or maybe a couple of dollars a piece. And I've got 12 pages of these CD-ROMs that they have. Well, you know, Grolier's Encyclopedia, Doom Companion Edition. I'm just skipping through here. CD World Entertainment, Big Little Adventure, Power Byte Utilities, Read-O-Rama. I mean, there's all kinds. Porky Pigs, 800 Sound Effects. That sounds cool. World's Greatest Shareware, Shooting Action Games. Well, that's interesting, isn't it, in light of what we're talking about? I don't know. I've just got tons of things here. If you're interested in that, you can call our 800 number, and we will put you in touch with the advertiser directly. Just say you can also say that if you're interested in the under $100 used computers or the new ones. They have new ones, and I'm looking at the new one that they gave us to try out, and I've got it all ready to plug in. I got everything set up, and I haven't had time to even, you know, try it out yet. I can't wait to do that. I'm going to do it after the show. They have new computers, 433 megahertz computers, state-of-the-art stuff, for less than $800. Anyway, so give us a call if you want information on that at 800-769-4171. And we'll talk about that later. Again, that number is 800-769-4171. And, well, the trivia questions, we're going to throw a few of those out. One of them that's left over, I'm going to tell you, if you can't figure this one out, I guess we'll tell you, but we'll give you at least a segment to try to come up with the answer. We have prizes for any of them, you know, that you get right. For example, subscription to our magazine, usually $15 a year, or a copy of the Almanac of Education Choices. It's a directory of all the alternative schools in the country. A lot of people looking for them now. Anyway, those are some of the prizes, and that's usually $23. So those are some of the prizes we have for the people who get the trivia questions right. And here's one of them, trivia question that's been going on for a while. And I'm going to give you every answer that people have given so far. The question is, what is the number one vegetable crop in the world? And the other answers, now listen to them, because you should not repeat them, because these are wrong. It's not wheat, it's not corn, it's not rice, it's not potatoes, it's not barley, it's not soy, and it's not cabbage, or tomatoes, or peanuts. So what do you think it is? The number one vegetable crop in the world, and this is just basically, when I say vegetable, something people eat. The second one is the largest charity in the United States, and a couple of the newer ones, the highest earning actor in the world. Who do you think the highest earning actor is in the world? And the second is the highest earning singing group. And as of 1997, the highest earning singing group. And you would know probably what it was. Anyway, so those are some of the questions, and we may come up with some other ones. And the number to call, I guess I should tell you what number to call if you want to either talk about the stuff that the trivia questions or the things we're going to talk about tonight. The number to call is 818-353-1276. That's 818-353-1276 if you are in Los Angeles County. And if you're anyplace else in the country, the number is 800-336-2225. That's 800-336-2225. And again, Los Angeles, 818-353-1276. Well, I have on the line Jennifer, my niece, and Jennifer was, just happened that I went to visit her when I went out there to the National Coalition, the Alternative Schools Conference in Colorado, and I arrived by train on the day of the shooting at Columbine, and heard about it when I was at Jennifer's house. And Jennifer, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing all right. And yourself?
Pretty good. Jennifer was I homeschooled her when she was younger, and she went to a public alternative school, and before that was in regular public school, and is now studying pre-veterinary medicine out there in Denver. And so I guess you're still, you go on right through the summer, is that right?
Yeah, we go all year round.
Right. And So I just wanted, since you're out there in Denver, I thought maybe you could kind of let us know.
Callers on hold for a trip.
You know, just how things have been going out there since we left the area a week after the Columbine thing. Is it still big, news in the Denver area? What are people's reactions to it?
Oh, it's definitely still all over the place, all over the news. You can't turn on the television without hearing it, but you got to expect that.
Yeah, of course.
I think that people are still definitely reacting to it. There are lots of little issues going on with it now. I know that they put up, there's this whole park downtown somewhere where they're putting up all these crosses and monuments to them, and they're starting to get on the religious aspect of it and say it's a public park and they don't want the crosses there.
That's interesting.
That's starting to be this whole issue about how if it's going to be a permanent thing, then you know.
Right. Hold on just a second, Jennifer. We have somebody who wants to try the trivia, but stay online, okay?
Okay.
And we got a caller, and what's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Miko, and I'm calling from Redondo Beach.
Okay.
And,
that's in California, huh?
Yeah. And I was just calling to try and guess that trivia question about the vegetable.
All right, go ahead.
Is it cotton?
Oh, well, This is a vegetable crop in terms of what something we eat.
Uh-oh.
But actually, otherwise, it would have been an interesting guess. I don't know where it would stand, but in all of that, you know, maybe it would be right up there. I'm not sure. But, it, you know, you're in, you're, let's put it this way. You're definitely in the right kind of ballpark when you're thinking about what kind of crop it is. It's not the usual thing we think of as vegetables. So we want to try one other one? Try another attempt at it?
Okay.
What do you think?
I'll try one more. Flax?
That's interesting, too. Now, actually...
Other callers on hold.
Flax is not it, but that is an interesting guess. Miko, are you involved with education at all?
No, not actually. I just read a lot.
You're not in school anymore?
No, I'm out of school.
Mm-hmm. I'm
in furniture business, actually, and I do some manufacturing, so that's how I knew that cotton, you know, is a vegetable.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Because every now and then, you know, you'll get a bad batch of cotton, and it's just like, you know, vegetable crop. You know, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad.
Right, I get it. Okay. Well, thanks for calling in, Miko.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay, and we got another caller. What's your name? What's your first name? What's your first name and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name's Melissa, and I'm calling from Mooresboro, North Carolina.
Okay. Where in North Carolina?
Mooresboro.
Mooresboro. Where is that near?
Okay, that's in Rutherford, North Carolina.
I see. Okay.
It's toward Charlotte's the biggest, you know, place, but we're down here in Rutherford, Asheville, Lake Lewis, where they made that Dirty Dancing movie.
It's sort of between Asheville and Charlotte, or?
Yeah.
I see, okay.
It's kind of just a small town.
Yeah, all right.
The reason I was calling is because I tuned in when you was talking about the Columbine shooting, you know.
Right.
And, well, I'm a victim of gunshot myself, and I could
really?
Kind of, you know, comprehend, you know, a lot more than most people as a victim.
I must say
that the people that done this, to me, you know, in my personal opinion, they were needed attention in life. I know the boy that done this to me, he come from a family that never did get attention, you know. I didn't really know the boy, you know. It was kind of just like a 30-minute, you know, get shot, you know, just a spur-of-the-moment thing.
How did that happen?
I didn't know him. He come up, he took a 12-gauge, he pointed it at me, he shot me, just plain and simple.
Just like that. Where did that happen?
Happened in Caroline, North Carolina in 1984.
I mean, was it in a building somewhere or was it outside?
Actually, it was about three houses from mine.
Amazing.
And I didn't know the boy.
What's that?
I did not know the boy other than I had seen him before.
Uh-huh.
He had just moved in and he just took a grudge out on me and a few other people, but I'm the one that got the bullet.
Right, and so what you're saying is, in a sense, this is very interesting, that you're not so much blaming him. Of course, he did it, but you're, in a sense, almost blaming the people who had really neglected him his whole life.
Right, I've always, you know, believed in the good Lord. I know the good Lord, you know, will take care of this problem. You know, I feel so lucky to be alive, but in the same sense, I don't blame him. I blame society. I mean, you know, in general, his mom and daddy, not only that, it's going around, too. I see it every day. There's children out there that are not getting attention. They're not being treated like children. They're having to grow up real fast, and they're getting violent.
And maybe it's not so much that people are not paying attention to them, but they're being forced to do things
on the same sense, it goes both ways.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, I don't know how to, you know, you just have to, you know, live in my shoes, then, you know, so I can explain it better. I mean,
I think you've made yourself very clear, and that's very interesting. I just want to, I was talking to Jennifer, my niece, who's also on the line earlier tonight. But Jennifer, at one point, well, you were telling me how angry you sometimes got in school when you felt like you were being outcast or something like that. You want to?
Well, I think that it's
I mean, meet myself being a different person, and I certainly get a lot from it, especially after the Columbine shootings. My wardrobe consists of black, my hair is dyed black, and people like me and people who are different get treated like outcasts, get treated like garbage by other students in school.
Yeah, that's true. That's really true. That's exactly what I'm trying to say, exactly what Jennifer's saying. You know, it's them people that get treated that way. I see it every day.
Okay, hold on for a second. We got to take a quick break, about a minute or so, and we'll be right back. So both of you, if you could just stay on the line, because I think this is a very, very important discussion. So we'll be right back. We got to take a break, and this is Jerry Mintz of the Education Revolution. Okay, this is Jerry Mintz, and the show is The Education Revolution, and we were talking to Melissa and to Jennifer, and Melissa is somebody who is a shooting victim, and Jennifer is a college student who is in Denver, and so Melissa, you were saying you can understand how Jennifer would feel in that kind of situation.
Yes, I can, Jerry, because anybody, you know, that is can kind of relate when they've been there. It's happened to me at school too, and I can kind of relate. Let me tell you a little something, Jerry. It's not just going on in just regular school. It's up there in college too. It really is. I mean, you know, you have to think about, you know, you try your best. You know, you get A's. Some people get C's. Some people, you know, do the best they can.
Yeah.
But I do believe, Jerry, if you're asking me honestly, as a gunshot victim, and may I mention that I have lost just about half my face. I've had 385 operations.
Oh, my God.
I've only got one lung. And as somebody that has been, you know, through it, I must say I truly believe that that's where all the trouble comes from.
Well, Melissa, I thank you very much for calling. I think you've spoken very articulately about this situation, and I think it's just wonderful that you've come on our show and shared this with us.
Well, thank you so much, Terry. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for calling. Okay. Well, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Isn't that incredible what Melissa was talking about?
Yeah, I'm absolutely in. I am sure that's a really intense experience to have to go through, to say the least.
Well, and isn't it interesting that she has come to realize that a lot of this she blames on society? And Jennifer, what do you think about the concept that I was talking about before, which is that, you know, I mean, the idea of people pointing their fingers at other things other than the school?
Oh, yeah,
that
absolutely. And people are so insistent on pointing their finger at the media, at the video games these children played, at the movies that they watched. And it really, I don't think, has anything in the world to do with it. I mean, I dress in dark colors like they did. I play violent video games. I watch violent movies. And I'm a nice, friendly person. I don't feel the need to run out and do what they did. And I can certainly say that there was something, you know, disturbed in them that it got to them the way it did, but it's absolutely society's fault. It's absolutely, the finger should be pointed, if at anyone, at them, at their families, at the people that went to their school, and
now, what do you mean by the people that went to their schools? In what sense?
The people that were around them, the people that, I was telling you earlier, there was a newspaper article that I read just a couple days afterwards where somebody said in so many words that they couldn't believe that it happened at their school because their school was so perfect and preppy.
And they actually
now,
used those words.
Now, that attitude right there, that only people who are preppy, who dress in you know, khaki slacks and polo shirts are the ones that are good people, are the ones that have potential in life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been called a lot of things. I've certainly been referred to as a freak or a goth or a dark person. And you know what? I'm a 4.0 student in college right now. And if somebody treated them like they had more potential or like they were human beings, then maybe they wouldn't have felt as angry as they did.
Right. Well, I wonder if there are some other students out there listening to this, if you have an opinion about this, and also wonder if there are other people out there in communities. Now, I want to ask you two questions, actually. One is, have you had any kind of similar incidents in your communities out there? And I've gotten all kinds of reports from people about this, email and stuff like that. And I wonder, just for curiosity, if there's any community out there where you have not had any repercussions from this, that everything seems to be going very smoothly, there have been no, you know, bomb scares, no kids being arrested, nothing like that. And I'm curious to hear if there's a community out there like that too, and maybe what it is about your community where you've avoided this, because this has been, well, let me read you one email that I got here. Please send me information on homeschooling. I need all the information I can get, as the school my child currently attends has had one bomb threat, four students arrested for conspiring to recreate the Columbine massacre, and has had one live bomb found on the school grounds all within the last 3 days. I no longer feel safe sending my child there. And she gave me her email address, and we've written back to her. And this is happening all over. Now listen to this other one that I got from a student. She said, listen, have you received any claims that, as she mentioned, a certain day, is National Bomb Your School Day? If you have, I need to know about it because my school is in serious trouble and the moron principal doesn't believe me. I'm so scared because no adult believes me except my stepmom and my best friend. And I are the only ones trying to do anything about this. There's considerable evidence my school will be bombed. I'm terrified and so are my friends, but our parents are making us go to school. What do I do? Sincerely. And this is the kind, can you imagine we're getting these kinds of letters from people? It's just incredible. Anyway, so we'd like to hear from you if anything like this is going on in your community, or if you have any comments on what we've been talking about here. The number to call if you are in Los Angeles County is 818-353-1276. That's 818-353-1276. And if you're anyplace else in the country, the number is 800-336-2225. That's 800-336-2225. And we still have the trivia questions out there. The number one vegetable crop in the world, nobody's quite got it yet. And I can't imagine, it's really, when you hear it, you're going to say, oh, of course, of course. And the second one, the largest charity in the world. And when you hear it, people are going to say, oh, yes, of course, that's obvious. And no one's got that one yet. And the other two questions, the highest earning actor in the world, and these are both as of 1997, the highest earning actor in the world and the highest earning singing group in the world. And let me tell you, you should get that one. And we got prizes for any of those. Again, the number, if you're in Los Angeles County, 818-353-1276. That's 818-353-1276. And if you're anyplace else in the country, the number is 800-336-2225. That's 800-336-2225. So, let's see, I don't think anybody is waiting right now. And I think Jennifer is still there. Jennifer, do you have to go, or can you stick with us a little longer?
Oh, just for a few more minutes, and then I want to go to dinner.
Okay. You know, I drove up to Canada this weekend because I had to do a, well, I had to go to a meeting of the board of my old school, and we're cooking up some fundraising events and so on to support alternative education. But then I drove up to Canada, and you know, it was very interesting that even in a little rural area of French Canada, they was having the same kind of repercussions, and people even being afraid to go to school because of these bomb threats. It's just amazing how this has spread all over the place. But I had a meeting there with a group of people who want to start a homeschool resource center, and it was a wonderful meeting. And this is the kind of thing, by the way, that we do. We help people either through phone consultations or direct consultations, if we can possibly get there ourselves, who want to set up homeschool resource centers and new schools and who want to start homeschooling. And later on, you know, we'll give you again our number if you're interested in that kind of thing. The office number of our organization, which is the Alternative Education Resource Organization. Well, I'll give it to you right now, and then we'll give it to you later again. It's 800-769-4171. That's 800 888-769-4171. And we have a caller. What's your first name? Where are you calling from? Hi, what's your first name?
My name is Victoria.
Victoria, where are you calling from, Victoria?
Parker, Arizona.
Parker, Arizona, okay. And what's on your mind, Victoria? Victoria, hello? Yeah, what's on your mind, I said.
I'm listening to TV and you.
Oh, well, don't turn your TV down because it is a little delay in there. It'll just totally confuse you.
Okay.
Okay? So, what do you want to do, Victoria? What are you calling for?
For the vegetable.
Okay, what do you think?
Onions.
Well, onions actually hasn't been mentioned yet, but that's not the answer. I'll write that down to my list of ones that it's not. You know, you got to think of something that all over the world, everybody eats a lot of. All over the world. It's a very common human thing. Anyway, are you in school, Victoria?
No.
No? What do you do down there in Parker?
I'm a house person.
A house person?
Yeah, I stay home.
What does that mean?
Take care of my child.
Oh, so you got a child, huh?
Yeah.
And how old is your child?
He's 3 years old. His name's Quana Wilson.
Uh-huh.
And this weekend, I'm pretty sure that there's a powwow.
Yeah?
In Parker, Arizona, and that's what I'm getting ready for.
Ah, are you Native American?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's very interesting. Well, you know, I helped the Iroquois set up one of the first Native American run alternative schools. That school actually is still running.
Where is it located?
Well, that's in upstate New York.
Oh,
nice. It's called the Akwesasne Freedom School. And the original school that we started was called the Indian Way School. And the whole idea of it was to try to help the Mohawks save their language, because in the public schools, the kids were actually being punished if they spoke Mohawk. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
I think it's wonderful that you are, you know, staying involved with your own traditions.
It's very important in my life.
Yeah. Did you grow up on a reservation?
Yes, I have. This is in Parker, Arizona. It is the Colorado River Indian Tribe.
Uh-huh.
But I was born in South Dakota from the Cheyenne River Tribe.
I see.
And my mother, she's helped me out all through my life, and I love her very much.
And do you speak any Native Indian languages?
No, I don't fluently. My mother was teaching Lakota.
Uh-huh. Sioux.
Yeah, Lakota.
Yeah. Sioux. Uh-huh.
To me a little bit when I was younger, but now I'm older. I'm trying to conserve my knowledge of my tribe.
And are you going to try to have your child learn the languages too?
I haven't passed it down to him, not now.
Yeah, but so maybe you can find a way or to introduce your son to a native speaker, you know, so that the language does continue.
There are a few elder people that I do know that would teach me.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I appreciate you calling in, Victoria. We got to take a break, but you know, if you, this is something I happen to be very interested in, and
I'd like to speak with you more.
Okay, well, why don't you stay on the line, because I really do want to pursue this a little bit. Okay, we've got to take a break, and if anybody else wants to call in and get involved with the conversation, it's 818-353-1276. And if you're anyplace else in the country, 800-336-2225. We'll be right back after this. Okay, this is Jerry Mintz. The show is The Education Revolution. And we're talking to Victoria, who is a Native American down in Parker, Arizona. And So you do not live in the reservation right now, Victoria?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Oh, you do? Oh, I see. Okay, yes. Great.
It's expanded from north of Parker, about 14 miles.
I see.
And it stretches all the way down the Colorado River.
Oh, wow, that's great. And so now, you know, as I said, one of the things that I'm very interested in is helping Native Americans that are interested in trying to save their language and culture by setting up their own schools and programs. I think you got the echoing. Whoops. What is that?
I do not know.
I don't know what that sound is. We're going to have to probably, that's coming from the phone.
Call you back?
Yeah, why don't you call back?
Okay.
See if we can get it again, okay? Yeah. Okay, something went wrong with the phone down there, but we'd like to continue talking to Victoria.
I'm still here.
Yeah, Jennifer, you still there?
Victoria's still here.
Oh, you're still there. Oh, I don't know what the other
Jennifer
one was. Oh, okay, that's what it was. Jennifer had to leave. So, Victoria, you know, one of the things that I did help one tribe do is this was up in northern Canada, in fact. Mm-hmm. There was a tribe that they had moved back to their ancestral land, and the government recognized the tribe but not their land, and so they had never helped them with education or housing, and so the kids were growing up with no school at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard about that from somebody, actually I read it in the newspaper when I was at a conference up in Canada, and I contacted the chief who asked me if I would come up and help them start a school. So I went up there by taking a train to a place called Sioux Lookout, and then I flew on Bearskin Airlines, 200 miles away from the nearest road, and went by Ski-Doo, a ski-mobile, about 26 miles across a frozen lake to get to their land. And in 2 weeks, we helped them organize a new school, and the government then, by treaty, had to recognize the school and help them out. And now, this school is running.
That's
and
great.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
So this is the kind of thing we love to do. And so now, what kind of school situation do you have down there?
Mostly public schools, and they have like a head start for the younger children.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it.
I see. So, have you thought about homeschooling? Is that something you'd ever consider?
Yes, that's one thing I would really like to have seen.
Because that's definitely a way to go.
Yeah.
And you can kind of set up your own curriculum based on the things that you think are really important for your son to learn.
True.
You know, you could work on language, you could work on culture, you could work on crafts and that sort of thing. I know of a school in the Oneida Reservation up in Canada where the language was almost gone, and to the point where there were these two brothers who knew the language, and they set up a little school up there. And at that school, they did everything in the Oneida language, and everything was sort of based on the Indian approach, Native American approach, and it got to the point where the kids in that school could speak to their grandparents, but their parents couldn't understand. Can you imagine?
Yeah, that's the gap between our generations and our family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, their parents actually had, the language was gone, but fortunately, because of these kids, they were able to keep that language going. And I think it's very, very important. When you lose a language, you lose an awful lot.
My husband, Tyrone Wilson, he's a Navajo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, from New Mexico. And
so obviously, he speaks his language.
He speaks a little bit. He can understand some words that when people speak to him, he'll understand, but...
Yeah.
He hasn't spoken the language to.
Really?
No.
So, and would he like to kind of learn his language better?
Yes. I would like to know more about him and my language. I've learned, like, my numbers. And when I was in first grade, I remember I was taught my language. But after I left that school, I went to a public school after that, and they didn't teach it, so therefore I never learned it.
Where we help, I told you, we helped the Mohawks start this, the Indian Way School in northern New York State, and there's another Mohawk reservation that's right near Montreal called the Kahnawake reservation, or reserve, as they call them there. And what happened is that they started the second Indian Way school up there a year later. This was back in the 70s. And that school kept on running for a while, and then eventually they decided that all that all immigrants in French, you know, in Quebec had to be educated in French. And then they decided that all Native Americans were immigrants. Can you believe that? And so they had to be educated in French. Well, their traditional language was actually English, and so they, and aside from Mohawk, so they decided that they would protest this, and they pulled their kids out of school. But because they already had a model in their community, the Indian Way School, they set up a little mini schools based on that one all through their reservation. And what happened is that they found that their kids were so excited about it that they said, you know, this is no longer a protest, this is permanent. And they set it up, and it's called the Survival School, and they got the Canadian government to pay for it, and that's been going ever since. And eventually, in order to try to get, you know, some of these students back in the public school system, the local public school system there that had been originally serving the Mohawks set up a school that was total immersion Mohawk. In other words, it was a public school now that was going to be in the language of Mohawk as a choice for the parents. And
I
that's
would
something
like
I bet
see
you.
That here. I would really like to see that here.
Yeah, well, maybe you could work on that. Maybe you could try to lobby or go to the school department and see if it's possible to have that at least as a choice for people.
Yes. Well, I was growing up, and I was known as the powwow girl, you know, and I danced in front of my whole school, you know, performed my ceremony.
Like, yeah.
Like, I was, I am a traditional dancer.
Uh-huh.
And, excuse me, and I haven't seen that happen ever since I left school.
Really?
Yes, I haven't.
That's terrible. Well, you know, we used to bring the kids from our school over to the Mohawk Reservation all the time and participate in their social dances. And
yeah.
So I actually know a lot of the Iroquois social dances because we participated in that. I even remember some of them, but I'm not going to sing them right now. Anyway, fortunately for our listeners. It is such an incredible and intense and wonderful experience when you have some of this the kind of native dancing going on.
Yes.
I can't even begin to explain it to everyone. It was just fantastic that we were allowed to participate in that, you know.
I grew up in South Dakota. My mother and father, they raised me, and every weekend, I remember for 19 weekends, we danced straight. And that was a summer thing. And I remember my mom and dad would take me and be gone all weekend, and I have to show up at school at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I'm I'm still halfway have my regalia on, and that's
wow.
What I remember growing up, and I had, you know, I had.
And you haven't been able to do that
so
since
much
then.
That I still want to continue it to this day. I'm trying so hard to finish my outfit that I'm going to make for myself.
That's great. Well, you know, I think that all of this stuff is extremely important, and have you ever seen a publication called Akwesasne Notes?
Akwesasne Notes?
It's a publication put out by, but it goes all over the country, put out from the Mohawk Reservation. Anyway, it's, you know, well, we could go on and on. This obviously is something that I'm very, very interested
yes.
in. And if you would be interested in, subscribing to our magazine, we have a magazine called Aerogram. Why don't you just call our 800 number, and we'll put you on the mailing list. And if other people are interested who are listening to the show, we'll just do it right now. It's not something we usually offer. It's usually $15 for a subscription. But if there are some listeners that would like to get a free half a year subscription to the magazine, we'll send you a copy of our magazine. Latest issue, by the way, has a picture of me and Patch Adams, the real Patch Adams, on the cover. Because I've known him for a long time, and he wants to set up an alternative school as part of his new hospital. Anyway, I'll give you our 800 number. You can just call and leave me your address, Victoria, when you call this number, and we'll send you out and remind, when you call, just if you don't get a live person, just
sure, Jerry.
In the message, just say that you would like to have that subscription, and we'll send something out to you, okay?
Okay, Jerry.
Okay, the number
is...
Great talking with you.
Yeah,
let me give you the number so you can call it, okay? It's 800, right? You got something to write this down with? It's 800-769-4171. And anybody else who would like to call that number and leave your address, we will send you a half a year subscription to our magazine. Again, that's 800-769-4171. And Victoria, it's been great talking to you, and I wish you luck. And you know, you'll be part of our network now. So
thank you, Jerry.
All right, take care.
Thank you for talking with me.
Nice talking to you, Victoria. Well, that was great. You know, Victoria is Native American and wants to make sure that her son knows something about those traditions and so on. If you'd like to call in and talk to us about education or what's happening in your community, or you want to try the trivia questions, we'll give you the number to call in a minute. And I'm going to repeat the trivia questions that are out there that people still haven't gotten. One of them is, what is the number one vegetable crop? Number one vegetable crop in the world. And it's funny, people have guessed wheat, corn, rice, potatoes, soy, sweet potatoes, cabbage, tomatoes, peanuts, onions, and it's none of those. So anyway, see if you can guess what it is. Number one crop in the world. And that, the second one, that was, what is the largest charity in the U.S.? And people have guessed the Catholic Charities, Red Cross, Salvation Army, Shriners, Boy Scouts of America, Cancer Society, Father Flanagan, and it's none of those. So you could try that one also. I'm going to give you the number to call in a minute when we take a break. And a couple other questions. Who is the highest earning actor in the world? And another one is the highest earning singing group in the world. So those are some of the trivia questions we have out there. And the number to call, if you want to try to take a crack at that, is 818-353-1276. If you're in Los Angeles County, that is 818-353-1276. And if you're anyplace else in the country, it's 800-336-2225. That's 800-336-2225. And I also want to remind you that we do have the CD-ROMs for $15 or a couple of dollars a piece, and that we have a big treasure trove of them, 12 pages of them. If you want to call the same number, if you want to call our office number, you can find out about those, 800-769-4171. That's 800-769-4171. We're going to take our last break, and we'll be right back in a minute. Okay, this is Jerry Mintz. The show is The Education Revolution, and we have a caller. What's your first name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Terry, and I'm calling from Torrance.
Okay, so what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to answer one of the trivia questions.
Sure, which one?
I'm not sure if this is the right answer, but the telethon one, the biggest telethon.
The biggest what?
Didn't you say what is
charity.
The largest telethon?
Biggest charity.
Charity.
Biggest charity.
Charity.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not a telethon. I was going to say the charity.
No. The number one charity in the U.S.
Oh, yuck. I was going to say the Jerry Lewis telethon.
That's big. But no, I'm talking about, just think about your community and what do you think, you know, because almost every community has this organization that would be the biggest charity in the U.S.
The American Heart and Lung Association.
It's a good one, but that's not number one.
Can I answer one of the other trivia questions?
Sure, which one?
Okay, what was the first one again? I kind of forgot.
The number one vegetable crop in the world.
How about lettuce?
No, it's not lettuce either. It's another one that people have guessed.
Thank you very much for letting me try.
Okay, thanks. Okay, and we have another caller on the line, and what's your first name?
My first name?
Yeah.
Meep Boudewijn.
What is it?
Meep. That's from Holland. I'm from the Netherlands.
Meep. Okay. And you're from the Netherlands. You're not calling from there, though, I guess.
Yes. Well, I live here.
Where do you live?
In Oregon.
In Oregon. Okay.
Sandspot, Oregon.
Oh, okay. Great. What part of Oregon is that?
Sandspot. That is in near Medford.
Near Medford. Okay. I see.
You familiar with it?
Yeah, I've been through there. I've driven through Oregon, and so I know about where that is.
On the way to Canada.
Yeah. So what's on your mind?
I was thinking the potatoes, not the sweet potatoes, but the ordinary potatoes.
Potatoes are the one, two, three, four. Potatoes are the fifth most.
Oh.
The number five in the world.
Yes.
But that's not the answer.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Because in Holland, the potatoes are the most famous. We eat that every day, you know.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, believe it or not, when you find the answer to this, you'll probably realize that you may eat even more of this than potatoes.
Oh. Onions?
So now,
onions?
No, not onions. Anyway, are you at all involved with education there in Oregon?
Well, I'm a grandmother, you know, and I have seven children.
Seven?
And I'm looking, and 16 grandchildren, but I was listening to your program. Very interesting.
Any of your grandchildren at all involved with alternative education? I know you've got a number of alternatives out there in Oregon.
Oh, yes. But they all live somewhere because I'm from the Netherlands and we moved so many times. I was in the war over there.
Oh, I see.
And then we went in Canada and the West Indies. So they live in Atlanta, in British Columbia, Toronto, Sonoma.
Well, you know, we have a book, a directory of all the alternative schools in the country. And then you mentioned any place, for example, in Atlanta, there's a wonderful alternative school there called Horizon School.
Oh, yes.
Write this down, Horizons School. It's a wonderful alternative. And in British Columbia, there's a fantastic public alternative called Windsor House in Vancouver. I don't know where they are in British Columbia. Where are they in British Columbia?
Yeah, not in British Columbia, in Ontario.
Oh, in Ontario.
Yeah, and then in Montreal, you know, Quebec.
Yeah, you know, I was just up in Quebec just over the weekend, and I discovered that there are a group of 30 alternative schools in Quebec that are part of a group called Goeland, G-O-E-L-A-N-D.
Oh, the Goeland, yeah.
Goeland, and it's a group of 30 alternative schools that are in Quebec. So there, what I'm saying, of course, is that wherever you go, you can find alternative schools if you're looking for them. And of course, homeschooling is legal almost everywhere.
Yes.
Okay, well, thanks for calling in. It's appreciate
you're
talking
welcome.
To you.
You're welcome. Thank
you. Okay, so we have another caller, and what's your first name?
Hello?
What's your first name?
Cy.
Cy, where are you calling from, Cy?
Los Angeles.
Okay, and so what's on your mind?
I'd like to take a shot at the charity thing.
Okay, what do you think?
Community Chest.
Well, you know, the Community Chest is a several different charities put together, you see. And same thing with United Way. So we're talking about an individual charity, which is the biggest one.
Can I take a shot at the other thing about the crop?
Sure. What do you think?
Sugar.
You want it? Mm-hmm. Can you believe that? All this time, this has been weeks, mm-hmm. Nobody thought of sugar cane.
Oh, sure.
And, of course, that is the number one crop in the world. No matter where you go, people are interested in sugar cane. Ah, listen to the audience applauding. Wow. You did it. Sugar cane is the answer. You are a winner, and I'm going to give you our 800 number. You can call that number, and we'll send you out your prize, okay?
Very good.
Okay, the number to call is 800-769-4171.
769-4171.
800-769-4171. You got it. That's great.
Thank you.
Congratulations. I you know, isn't it funny how people never thought of sugar as something that they eat?
I did because it's too much sugar.
That's
for me.
Right. It's too much, right. And the funny thing is it's not even combined with sugar beet because sugar beet by itself is already about the seventh or eighth place, you know, even by itself. So it's sugar cane is the number one crop in the world, and we won't be doing that question anymore, finally.
Can I just check the number again? It's 769-4171.
You've got it. And, Sai, are you at all involved with the education out there in Los Angeles?
No, I'm not. I'm in the entertainment field.
Yeah, entertainment? What kind of, what aspect of it?
Agency, theatrical agency.
Ah, you run you're part of a theatrical
agency?
Part of
a theatrical agency. I don't run.
I see. You know, there's an interesting alternative school out there in West Los Angeles called Play Mountain Place. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's a very nice place. Well, thanks for calling in, Cy.
Thank you very much.
And congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, so somebody finally got that question right, and we still have the other one out there, the largest charity in the U.S. Someone's going to get that. And we got a couple other ones out there, too. So I don't know if anyone's still waiting. Is anyone still online? I guess not. Okay. So, well, we only have a few minutes left, and I want to remind everybody that we do have one of our sponsors, a company out in Utah that makes new computers and also sells used ones because they replace some of the people's computers. You know, they trade them in and stuff like that and get them in from various places. And they have computers that are for sale for under $100 that are used ones. And they also just got a huge truckload of CD-ROMs, and they are selling them for 8 CD-ROMs for $15, less than $2 a piece, or I think you can get them for about $2 each if you want. And I've got just a whole 12 pages. I can't begin to tell you all the stuff that's on them, but like one of them, just one of these, is the Grolier's Encyclopedia. So just like that, you could have that. Doom Companion, Great Cities of the World. I'm just skipping through here. This Power Byte Utilities for Windows. I mean, almost anything you could think of. That's hockey internet, golf internet, football internet, the best people in business. Just skipping through here, you know, the kids only internet companion, kids, you know, they're just, anyway, it's just tons of them. Porky Pig, Project Icons, I don't know what that is, Internet Wizard, Spellorama, Readorama, Sound Effects. Hockey internet companion, football internet companion. Well, anyway, so these are all of these CD-ROMs. If you're interested in getting these CD-ROMs for like a couple of dollars a piece or so, you can just call our 800 number. We'll put you in touch with the guy who's got all these and who also has the new and used computers. His name is Jan Smith. And the reason why we always do it this way is because his 800 number only takes one call at a time, and ours can take almost any number. And so the number to call is 800-769-4171 if you're interested in the CD-ROMs or the used computers. And the one other thing I want to remind you about, and that is that there is, if you're interested in homeschooling and you want to be in an accredited school, you would like to be part of an accredited homeschool that is based on the internet so that you can actually use the internet as part of this. The number again to call is 800-769-4171. That's the Laurel Springs Academy. And again, call the same number, 800-769-4171. And we have a caller. What's your name? What's your first name?
Hi, my name is Debbie.
Debbie, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from North Providence. I thought I'd call you before I hit the sack.
Okay. How you doing, Debbie?
Good.
So what's up?
Well, first, can I guess the top paid actor?
Go ahead.
Is it Tom Hanks?
Nope. Not Tom Hanks.
Nope. I can't believe sugar was the answer. I was going.
Isn't that something? Isn't that great?
I called this before and guessed the letter.
I remember you called in. And it's so obvious, isn't it?
Very obvious.
Yeah. Anything else on your mind tonight, Debbie?
No, I, you know, this whole situation with the Columbine and everything.
Yeah.
You were talking about, you know, blaming the schools and...
Well, I think that the schools have to take some basic responsibility for it, how they run their schools.
Absolutely, they can't exclude themselves, absolutely.
That's right, that's right.
I'm on a PTO with my school, and right now we're trying to get a meeting together to have the psychologist or someone more qualified to talk with parents about how to help us handle our help our kids handle anger.
Right, right. Listen, Debbie, we're just about out of time. I think it's very important that you know what you're doing there, and I'd like to hear more about it. But we got to say goodbye for the day because we're just about
right,
done.
I am going to call that other number. I do want to get that pamphlet.
We will send it to you.
All right.
Again, 800-769-4171 if you want the free information on alternative education.
Mm-hmm.
800-769-4171. Hope you enjoyed our show tonight. We'll be right back, or we'll be back next week, rather, with the Education Revolution.
In the
CRN, the cable radio network, presents this program for its entertainment value only as a service to our listeners. CRN does not endorse or object to any topics or views discussed in the program.